Box A, Queue Overview. A queue is a FIFO data structure, first in, first out. It is best thought of as a line of customers, say at a store. The first customer in line is the first to be processed, the second customer is next to be processed, and so on. Essentially, a queue can model a first-come, first-served system. For example, when we get into Windows programming, you will find that your application responds to events. An event may be a mouse click, a key press, a window resize, etc. Clearly, events should be processed in the order that they occur. So as events occur, Windows, the OS, adds these events to an application event queue. The application then processes these events one by one as fast as it can. Obviously, when the system is idle, no events occur and the event queue is empty. Box B, Queue Operations. First, the STLQ class is called queue. To use this class, you will need to include the queue header file. The second bullet shows an example of how to instantiate a queue of floats. To see if the queue is empty, we use the empty method, which returns true if the queue is empty and false otherwise. To add an item to the end of the queue, we use the push method. To remove an item from the front of the queue, we use the pop method. To get a reference to the first item in the queue, we use the front method. And to get a reference to the last item in the queue, we use the back method. Box C, Deck Overview. So a deck is a double-ended queue where we can insert and remove items on both the front and back ends of the queue. To use the STL deck class, you will need to include the deck header file. The third bullet shows an example of instantiating a deck of integers. The following excerpt from the C++ programming language summarizes the key ideas of a deck. A deck is a sequence optimized so that operations at both ends are about as efficient as for a list, whereas subscripting approaches the efficiency of a vector. Insertion and deletion of elements in the middle have vector-like inefficiencies rather than list-like efficiencies. Consequently, a deck is used where additions and deletions take place at the ends. Box D, Deck Operations. To see if a deck is empty, we use the empty method, which returns true if the deck is empty and false otherwise. To add an item to the front of the deck, we use the push front method. To add an item to the end of the deck, we use the push back method. To remove an item from the front of the deck, we use the pop front method. To remove an item from the back of the deck, we use the pop back method. To get a reference to the first item in the deck, we use the front method. And to get a reference to the last item in the deck, we use the back method.